Keith and Kristen Getty with Cochran and Company, reflecting on that wonderful verse that we have in Joshua chapter 24, where Joshua says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord."
Mm-hmm.
We certainly pray that that's your commitment too. This is Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth. And I don't know about you, Ryan, but I would love to be able to say that I serve the Lord every single day of my life. However, there are other things that I know we do every single day, or at least it appears during this game.
Well, there are things to celebrate. I'm not going to serve them. You know, we'll give that to God. But we'll talk about these and maybe throw a party for them if they're real.
Sure. Okay.
What day is the game? Is what we're talking about. It is May 2nd, and that means that there are holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Every day of the year, there are holidays. And this game is the proof of that. So I took a look at the list, found a whole bunch of good ones, picked two that are real for today, made one up, and you and Beth are going to guess the fake day, which is the day that Ryan made up today. Somehow we have so much fun with this. So we've got National Cabbage Day.
Cabbage.
Giving the humble vegetable a makeover.
Hmm.
Cabbages date back a long way, apparently.
Well, I would imagine that. I wouldn't see it as like a newly created vegetable.
Well, it's fun. I remember this, that cabbage, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower, bok choy, kohlrabi, and kale, they're basically all the same plant that humans have slightly cultivated to be different. So they're all like genetically identical.
Okay.
But just the way we've grown them, it's kind of like apples are all different flavored apples. So it's the same plant.
Okay.
But we've...
How do you take cabbage and broccoli and say, oh, yeah, it's actually the same? Broccoli with like cheese sauce, good.
Yeah.
Cabbage with cheese sauce, kind of messy.
Hey, better than just cabbage on its own.
Oh, boy. Okay.
We like cabbage at our house.
Oh, I like it.
Make cabbage steaks.
I don't
do
that.
Cabbage stir fries.
Why would you make
egg roll in a bowl
out of a vegetable?
That needs cabbage.
That's
Anyway,
yeah.
So National Cabbage Day.
Okay.
National Truffle Day.
Truffles.
And before you get excited about chocolate, this is the fungus.
Okay.
Because I don't know how chocolate got the chocolate truffle, but when truffle, it's traditionally it's the thing the pigs dig up under the tree roots in Europe, and they put it on stuff and.
Yeah.
It gives it a delightful stank, I hear.
Yeah, it's still food, though, right?
It is food.
It is food.
Yes.
I imagine it doesn't come in the really pretty foil, you know, like the pink
like
and blue, the colors.
It might come in pretty foil. I don't know. I've never been able to afford it. If you look that up, it's ridiculous.
Okay.
You can apparently like go online and buy kits to inoculate your trees so that the roots will go truffles, but it's not like 100% sure, and you got to wait a whole bunch of years.
You inoculate a tree?
Something like that. And then you got to get train a pig or a dog to dig them up for you. And then
I got the dog for that. I have the dog for digging. Trust me.
That's why they're so expensive. So anyway, Truffle Day, National Truffle Day.
Okay.
And then National Space Day.
Space.
And we're actually talking outer
space. We are talking space, outer yes. space, not like, National. Dude, give me some space here. You're in my airspace.
Ryan just means spaced out.
Well, there's that too.
He's daydreaming over there.
Oh, it's so confusing, these
Thinking
holidays.
About truffles and cabbage.
What's happening right now? I don't know, Lord. I don't know.
So okay. Apparently the National Space Day was invented in 1997 as a one-off event, but then it was later expanded in 2001 by John Glenn, of all people, maybe.
I'm just thinking there's only one person who could invent space, and that is our almighty God.
He did that.
He did that.
It already.
Okay. Wow.
Space was invented. Same time everything else was invented. In the beginning.
Wow. This grouping of days is so completely off the rails. Every one of them.
I was looking at the beginning, this is kind of boring. Well, no, we've changed that. These are fine.
Okay. So I have to pick one.
Yep.
They may be off the rails, but they're actually all pretty legit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say, just a wild guess, I'm going to say you made up National Truffle Day.
You didn't get it, Beth.
Nope, that's today. National Truffle Day.
Great.
Go dig up a mushroom.
We're celebrating really, fungus.
They're not really, you can't really do that in North America unless someone has done that thing to the tree that inoculated.
I don't recall this being in the States, but okay.
No, it's
not National Truffle Day. I get to choose between cabbage or space.
Cabbage or space. One of those is fake.
Boy, I sure wish there was a space cabbage. Okay.
In sci-fi movies, there might be.
There might be.
I am the space cabbage.
Oh, well. Is it Friday?
Maybe.
We did clear that up, right? All right. I'm going to choose then you made up National Cabbage Day. Okay.
There you go.
Sure.
Kinda.
Sort of?
It's in February.
There is a day.
Of course there's a day.
Okay.
There's always a day.
Great.
Not always, but
it's not
usually.
Valentine's Day, is it?
No, it's close. It's the 17th.
Okay. your belated Valentine's gift is this cabbage.
You wanted chocolate. However, that was no longer on sale.
Exactly.
But
the cabbage was.
I bought 12 cabbages because they were... We need to get
how
to some
romantic
some music.
Oh, we do.
Here's your love defends me from Matt Maher, Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth.